Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Da-da.
Da-da.
Close. Very close.
It's a Thursday morning here at the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
61 degrees right now, beautiful outside. 74-degree high, cloudy, a little bit of drizzle around dinner time. It's hard to tell when the drizzle's coming anymore. Because it'll be like, no rain. And all of a sudden, you look outside, it's kind of misting.
It's like a nuisance.
Got a little mist going on. If you are looking for sunny weekends, this is not the place to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain all weekend. Although the temperature will be in the 70s every day.
All right.
So we got that going for us. High of 77 tomorrow.
Mm.
So enjoy.
All right.
Maybe you want to go outside.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
See something you've never seen before. Last night, News 8 did a groundbreaking story. Did you see it?
No.
Bless you, Kimmy.
Thank you.
But it's News 8.
What? What does that mean?
I love News 8.
We use News 8 a ton. They actually get very in-depth with all the stories.
Yeah.
No, they do. You don't do any content prep.
I watch News 8.
Yeah, you don't pay attention.
No, I don't.
Okay. Last night, News 8 did a story about the Mount Morris Dam.
The dam?
Yep. Fun fact.
Yeah. It's old.
Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe you should watch more news.
May 31st is Dam Safety Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they check on the dam?
National Dam Safety Awareness Day. And this year, it lines up perfectly with timing, according to News 8, because the Mount Morris Dam is in the middle of a scheduled 5-year inspection.
Oh.
And as we speak, the dam is undergoing a full-scale checkup to ensure it's ready to do its job when the pressure is on.
No cracks?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
What?
If you watched the Mount Morris Dam story on News 8 last night and you thought, that was great, my only regret is I wish I had more dam information and access.
I want more dam information.
What do you do?
Boy, do we have news for you.
What happened?
It turns out the Mount Morris Dam offers tours from May until late October.
Oh, the dam.
You can take a tour of the Mount Morris Dam.
Or I could just look at it.
Well, you can.
I could just walk by it when you're in Letchworth.
Yeah, but what if you have questions, Tommy?
I guess.
You don't get to see the inside of the dam.
Oh, you go in the dam.
Yeah, that's what a tour is.
Yeah, they teach you how the dam works.
Right. Okay.
See, he's already committed to this sucks, and now he's excited about going in a dam, and he doesn't know how to react to it.
I've done some dam tours. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Phone number is 252.
You've seen one dam, you've seen them all.
well, to be fair.
It's what, you know what it does.
Top of the water. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Who the hell does the Mount Morris Dam to?
Oh, dam snobs.
No. Well, yeah, but it's two groups.
Okay.
Kids on
field trips.
And people my age from nursing homes that they just have to do something with these old people today.
We have to do it. So you can't take them on a dam tour. There it's wet it's and it's enclosed. Yeah, it is a lot.
By the way, that's stairs. Their life inside a nursing home. They're damp and then enclose it. So like it's like a nursing home is a dam for old people.
To keep them from bursting into
my
the actual
My father was
world.
Constantly damp, and not good damp. Stinky damp.
Look, I'm not trying to be a dick here. Yeah. And I'm sure the people who work at the Mount Morris Dam are great, and they work hard, and they're very interested in what they do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I cannot think of a single thing I would want to do less than take a tour of the Mount Morris Dam.
I also think, though, maybe you don't... Let's say you're going to chaperone your kid's field trip to this dam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going to go into it thinking how boring, and by the end of it, you're going to be like... Hey, wow, that's pretty cool.
Okay, there's no way.
Well, they're going to give you those facts that are pointless.
Like what?
But you're also going to pass along because now you're a dam expert.
Yes. They'll say, well, you know, it holds the water back. Matter of fact, if it was released, it could fill the state of New Jersey with 1 foot of water. It's roughly the size of Texas. You know, they'll give you those, like, different, like, fun facts that go nowhere.
It's weird they got the 1950s film strip guy to host the tour of the Mount Morris Dam. Okay, yeah, I just... Yeah, you seem to be pro damn tour, Kimmy. The way I'm getting the impression.
I mean, if there are guys that like to go on, like, I don't know, like to the trolley museum, there are plenty of people that want to go see the dam.
All right. I also don't want to do the trolley museum, but I get where you're going.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that, though, because the trolley, I think that the train and trolley museum is 1,000 times more exciting for a certain type of person than the dam. It's a dam. Mm-hmm. It's a dam.
It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It just holds water, to your point. It's a wall.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It is an engineering marvel. I get it. Like, we do not live without the dam. People die without this dam.
Yeah.
I just don't need to walk inside the dam.
But there's, like, if you're in Letchworth, it's beautiful down there, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Why do I want to go inside this wall for an hour?
Well, because the beauty that you get to see
is
your thing.
It's because of the dam.
All right.
I'm starting to get the feeling you'd take this dam.
So I've taken I took a dam tour with my parents when I was a kid.
What dam?
Hoover Dam when we were on vacation.
Mother effer dam.
Big time. And I remember
See, that's what it is. You're a dam snob. I saw the boost ones. I don't really need to see any more dams.
I got to do that in Redwood Forest. So it's
shut up.
You know,
see, now you're being that dick. Now you're being
Did you want us to ask if you've ever been to a dam?
I've done some dams.
Why would you? I don't even get the wanting to tour the Hoover Dam. I had the opportunity and I passed.
But anything
I was 10.
You would still go on the Hoover Dam tour.
I think that when there's anything where you get up close to it and it's large, a guy's going to want to see the inside of it.
I couldn't do it now because I hate heights.
Okay.
And it's frightening to be on the top of that thing.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know how people drive over it.
I heard if it were to burst, half the country would be in 2 feet.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Vegas would be screwed.
Like, I'm surprised we're not getting phone calls right now with people yelling at us about our damn facts being off.
We may be past the excitement of dams.
You don't know how important that dam is.
No, look, I am not. New York. I am not poo-pooing the value of the Mount Morris Dam. I understand how important it is. But that doesn't mean I have to want to go see the dam and the inside of the dam. And here's the other problem.
What?
You know, as you talk about, people being upset, I don't think people will be upset that we're not interested in dams anymore, because there was a time.
There was a damn time.
Thank you. Where something like the Hoover Dam or the Redwoods or even like the Mount Morris Dam was a modern technological marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it still is when you stand back and look at what it does and what it took to create.
Yeah.
But, I got a computer in my pocket that has more technology than the rocket that went to the moon, right? I think we're past it. Look at all this concrete, pretty amazing.
And when you take these, when do you think that thing was built? The 1800s?
Oh, you know if you took the tour.
Right?
So you know if you took the tour.
That's true. But they're going to tell you how many guys died making it.
I don't want to know that.
But every time they show you these old things, they always have to tell you, many men fell to their death.
Okay, but you're also kind of curious about that.
Cheated on their wives. Got chlamydia.
It was built between 1948 and 1952.
It's a new dam.
Yeah, somewhat new dam.
Hot dam.
Dam is right. So there was no dam before that?
Yeah, everybody had to swim to school in Mount Morris. No, it is funny, and I don't know if this is a national thing or it's just a local thing, because, you bring up the death toll.
Yeah.
Even when you take, the Erie Canal tour.
They'll tell you how many guys died.
Yeah, did you know that the bottom of this canal all covered in Irish and Chinese?
And now we use it for kayaking.
Seriously.
Like, if you went and told those guys, hey, man, you're going to... some of you guys are going to die building this thing, and eventually we're just going to paddle in it.
A kid named Colton is going to get in a kayak that costs more than you've ever made in your entire life.
Now go down there and risk your life, you son of a bitch.
Can we get an? Do we have a number on the desk building the Mount
Trying
Morris
to
dam?
Look. Here.
I kind of don't want to know that because that actually could be somebody. Well,
the largest dam east of the Mississippi.
Oh, for God's sakes!
That's exactly how it's written.
See.
Damn.
See what you did? No, see, damn. You're interested in the damn facts
I'm
now.
I'm starting to get a little
damn tingle?
Yeah, tingling. Damn tingling.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Last night, News 8 did a story about the Mount Morris Dam and how May 31st, must have been a slow news night, is Dam Safety Awareness Day. The dam is undergoing their once every 5-year inspection. And it turns out if you want more dam information, the Mount Morris Dam offers tours from May until late October.
Wow.
Kimmy's got an interesting fact she wants
to share. Okay. During the construction of the Mount Morris Dam, two men died due to work-related incidents, and that's all it says.
Okay. So we got better not killing people on the job.
That's always good.
Can you remember they always tell you like how many guys like fell to their death or got buried in cement when they made the Hoover Dam or like when they did the Empire State Building?
Yeah. Well, like the Hoover Dam, there's always that weird fact, and I don't know if it's true, that the first guy to die, there was a guy, the first guy to die in the Hoover Dam and the last guy to die building the Hoover Dam were father and son.
No kidding.
Can you Google that? I don't know if it's true.
So they both sucked at their job?
Yeah, 96 people died
father and son
constructing the Hoover Dam.
Yeah. I've heard this multiple places, that the first man to die and the last man to die were
father. So who died first, the father or the son?
The first man to die was the father.
Okay.
The last man to die. Because the Hoover Dam, it took like a while to build, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of concrete up there.
Yeah.
Kimmy's got nothing.
No, this is, hold on.
All I know of the Hoover Dam, because I passed
it. No, the first person, and I mean, they have different last names.
Okay. Yeah, it was his stepdad. Weird back then.
Step.
I don't think it's true. I've heard that fact multiple times.
Okay.
What do we got?
Hold on.
Okay, it doesn't matter. No, okay. See, we just laughed at damn facts, and now we're pausing the show for actual.
Okay, there was like a father and son who. No, I don't know. I'm.
All right, none of it matters. None of this matters.
But that was over gambling debts.
And I forgot what I was going to say. It's gone. Oh, now I remember. All I know.
Yeah, but the Hoover Dam.
Of the Hoover Dam. Is from that scene in...
Nope, you're right. Sorry.
No, okay, what does it say?
Okay, the last person to die during the construction of the Hoover Dam was Patrick Tierney, who died, and he was the son of J.G. Tierney, who was the first person to die on the project.
Okay.
But it sounds like it was kind of unrelated to the...
By the way, do we only kill Irish people building things back in the day?
Well, yeah, that's who did all the work.
No, I understand. It's just, hey, Irish... You like to live? Well, we got a job for you. All I know of the Hoover Dam is from the scene in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation when Clark Griswold, it's the worst of the vacation movies, and he takes his family to the Hoover Dam.
I don't remember it.
You probably shouldn't. I only saw that movie because it was one of the cheap ones they'd play in the middle of the day on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I watched it like 1,000 times.
Thank you, Chevy Chase.
There you go. None of those damn facts I'm sure are true. Because anything with Randy Quaid in it, I am questioning heavily. we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Rick. Rick says, I took the damn tour. It is very interesting, and the people there are very nice. I think you guys would like it.
No. No, man. Okay. I'd be bored out of my mind.
I feel like you're fighting yourself on this.
It's not, you would be bored.
I would be bored. I don't know if you would be bored.
Mm-mm.
You watch the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
On like a consistent, like it's a season of a series. did you see what happened to the Weather Channel last night? Do you think they have a gift shop?
I was just going to ask, do they have Mount Morris Dam merch?
Well, I mean.
I've never seen anybody wearing it.
When have you ever seen anyone wearing anything that said Letchworth or anything on it? Do they have a Letchworth gift shop?
Well, they have a restaurant. Maybe they have a gift shop in that restaurant.
Yeah, you could wear these mashed potatoes, you idiot. I meant like the park. Can you stop?
No, but there's that restaurant that's right in the park, and maybe they have a gift shop.
Is the restaurant owned by this?
They have a gift shop.
Okay, where is it?
Located inside the visitor center.
What can I buy at the Letchworth gift shop?
You get an ashtray, you get a t-shirt,
okay,
hat.
There's always magnets.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about that?
And bumper sticker.
Okay. Why do they sell magnets from... Like national parks and like monuments and things like that.
So you can have a reminder on your fridge.
Yeah, then you post little notes on there and stuff.
No, I understand how magnets work, stupid. I'm saying, like, what about like gift shops? Why is it always like magnet and keychain driven?
I don't know.
I guess if you're looking cheap. To get something for somebody.
Yeah, you know, it's only a dollar. No,
but like you said, I understand, I guess, the idea of like, okay, I'll get this magnet, this drawing of the Washington Monument as a reminder of my trip. But even though you have like 1,000 pictures and put it on my fridge, if you bring me a magnet of the Washington Monument, I didn't go there. There's no attachment for me.
That was like a big family gift back in the day, though. Like, anytime I had a family member that went on some kind of vacation, we'd get, like, a keychain or magnet.
And what am I doing with this?
Remember, so in my house in Webster, I had all those magnets in my fridge, but they were all, like, dirty.
Yeah.
Or nasty or Simpsons related.
Yes, yes, I do. He had a picture of a man meeting the Pope, and he cut out that man's head and cut out his own head.
That's a lot of work.
Actually, I had a guy did that for me and gave it to me.
And you kept it on your fridge forever.
Yeah, because it almost looked like I met the Pope.
No, it didn't. Your head was, and you already have a large head. It looked even larger than normal.
Well, Pope Peter had a very small head. But people don't know that.
All right, so what did we learn here?
Nothing.
No, we learned a lot. We learned that two men.
Give the dam a chance.
We're not going that far. We learned that two men died building that dam in Mount Morris.
Yeah.
We learned that they stopped building it in the 1950s, which is a sooner dam than we thought. And we learned, for all of your Letchworth gift-related merchandise,
where do you go?
You go to the Letchworth gift shop located inside the visitor center.
Yes.
And don't buy anyone a magnet.
Oh, get a shot glass.
You think they sell Letchworth shot glasses?
Yeah.
Why not?
They do.
How do you know?
Every gift shop has a shot glass.
If there's a magnet and a keychain, there's definitely a shot glass somewhere.
We're not sure they have magnets and keychains, Kimmy. We're just guessing.
They got them. Yeah. They all, you know what they add, too?
What's it?
Postcards.
Yeah. Postcard makes more sense.
Well, you know, it's so majestic seeing the dam and people taking the tour of the dam.
I got myself the whole collection of the Mount Morris Dam postcards. I got dam postcard. I got man on dam tour postcard. I got last man dying in building dam postcard.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At base level,
yeah,
we are here to help everybody listening.
That's great.
And we don't want folks to have to pay for this.
All right.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. With the exception of one group of people,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we should warn people about this, because if you do this,
yeah,
you deserve all of the bad things that are coming to you.
Okay.
It's just entitlement.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Law enforcement across the state of New York.
What are they saying?
Are cracking down on people parking in fire lanes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So for whatever reason, according to reports in several cities in upstate New York, there has been an effort made to stop people from parking, idling, whatevering in the fire lane outside of stores and restaurants. And it seems the place where tickets have become the most prominent could have the biggest effect on our audience.
Oh.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're loading up their trucks.
Loading up their trucks, running in to get something they ordered online, grabbing flowers right in front of the thing, yeah, instead of having to park in the big-ass parking lot. There are a ton of people who have reported in the last month that they have gotten tickets for leaving their car in the fire lane at the Home Depot.
Because everybody does that when they're picking up big items.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, have you ever seen a ticket issued at an actual store?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. In fact, I had heard a rumor, and again, this is why you don't listen to your friends about the law.
Yeah.
They can't write you a ticket on private property. Man, it's just, it's up to the store. Man.
It is interesting.
This ain't New York State. Man, it's the sovereign nation of Home Depot. Man.
Because everybody does that.
So I wonder if...
not everybody.
Anybody that's loading up pulls up there and puts... I've never seen anybody with something like a gas grill.
There's an actual zone for that, though,
there is.
Right?
Yes, and you see it every time.
Yeah, but on a Saturday?
You know what we're listening to?
It's
packed. You know what we're here right now? An entitled dick-ass bitch.
So, I'm pulling up there, man, because you got
to
wait in line.
I encourage you to. Yes, there is a place where
you ain't getting no damn ticket.
Okay, do it then.
They can't give you a ticket. It's private property, from what I hear.
Sovereign nation!
Man,
oh, Home do you Depot.
So is it like a police officer that gives you the ticket?
Yeah,
it would have to be.
Okay. Straight up cop, uncut, pure.
You'd have to be there, I think, for a significant amount of time.
Do you guys
hear
yourselves right now?
I'm just thinking, like, usually, like, you're
She's
in your
right,
car.
Man.
So okay. Even if I am in the fire lane, I'm probably like moving it the second I see tickets.
Right, because let's say my wife's inside doing something, I'll pull up and wait.
Uh huh.
Because I know she's going to be in and out.
No, she's not. There's no such thing as in and out, man. And here's the thing: if the cop sees you idling in the fire lane, they don't have to give you the ability to move. They can write you the ticket. What are you going to do? Go on a high-speed chase over?
No, but you'll pull out and he'll...
No, he won't. Or he'll...
Or a high-speed chase around Lowe's parking lot.
Or he pulls out...
He's bound down, loaded up, and truck it.
Or he pulls up to your window and says,
I'm not going to stop doing that.
Okay, good. And this is what I'm talking about.
Because those fire lanes are a load.
This is,
come on.
What do you mean? They're
a load of crap.
They're so things don't burn to the ground.
I know. If the goddamn store bursts of fire, I'm going to move my car.
If the goddamn store bursts of fire.
I'm going to move my goddamn car.
One of the
car.
Worst Johnny Cash songs of all time. If the goddamn store bursts of fire, the sovereign nation of Home Depot went higher. Okay, so here's the thing.
What?
There is one specific group of people who I have sympathy for.
Who's that?
In this situation. Those are people who work for those like DoorDash food delivery services.
Okay.
Because restaurants and stores have not yet caught up to this trend where they have established parking in the front for those people, because they're working on time margins, right?
Trying to get in and out as quickly as possible.
And their tips are based on, Kimmy, how fast that stuff gets to people's homes. So in that way, I have sympathy for these people in this situation. For everyone else.
Yeah.
That decides to idle or park in a fire lane to, quote, get in and out, you deserve all of the bad things that happen.
But I'm not
to you.
Parked there.
No, is your car stopped?
Yes, but
are
it's,
you moving?
It's that permanently parked.
What is permanently parked?
It's going to be moved shortly.
Every car is going to be moved from a parking spot unless you die in the hospital and you drove yourself there.
Yeah.
Bro, there is no need to be in the fire lane.
Like, what are you hauling around that requires you to be as close to the door as possible?
Well, let's say you're buying a bunch of landscape or your mulch, right?
So then pull into
you're
the
not,
area.
You're not going to wheel
like
that
a loading
thing
area
home.
No,
yeah,
for
there
that?
Is a loading area.
Yeah, but on a Saturday, it gets backed up.
Oh, then you
so,
wait in line until it's your turn.
Right, but the line goes all the way. That line will stretch across the front of that store.
Wow, so then wait in line until it's your turn.
No, but everybody's in that fire lane.
Yeah, that's, no, they're not, because
they
the fire lane doesn't stretch. I know how the Home Depot works.
No, you
the
don't.
Fire
you don't
lane,
go to Home
oh,
Depot.
Oh, I know Home Depot, bro.
I am just amazed because, again, like, I've never I wouldn't even think that this is a place you could get a ticket unless, like, something excessive was happening where,
right.
like, somebody called
right.
on
look,
you.
You think Hochul's got better things to do than worry about the goddamn fire lane at the Home Depot?
I love how Hochul – by the way, this isn't a statewide thing. Apparently, this is an upstate New York thing where, for whatever reason, local departments, sheriff's police departments have been focusing on this. Look, I am giving you the information.
I
you do what you want with it. And
I'm going to wipe with it.
You're going to wipe with it?
Yeah.
Says,
yeah.
man, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to wipe your ticket with a camera?
What are you going to get, the parking cops on my ass?
Those are the cops, idiot. And it actually makes sense that they're doing this.
Why? What happened?
Well, if we're going to talk, okay, there are two ways to look at tickets in our society, Your Majesty. There are folks who look at them as a way to make sure people obey the law, keep things safe, right? For example, they're in the fire lane. There are also people who believe that law enforcement places write the majority of tickets for revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that revenue for law enforcement places has been down
so they gotta start
since COVID. So it would make sense, if this is a revenue situation, that they would be writing these tickets more than they have in the
all
past.
Right.
So I want you to stay in the parking, the fire lane.
Well, when I go to Home Depot probably every Saturday in the summer, right? So I don't see no cop. Boy, cool. I'm in and out in 15 minutes.
You're deaf and blind. There's no way you would see a cop.
I can
wait a minute.
See.
You sit in the fire lane for 15 minutes? 15 minutes. A fire of 15 minutes could take out the whole Home Depot.
I mean, up to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Depends what I'm doing.
Okay, so what you're hearing here.
Who is that?
Proves my theory.
You're hearing entitlement.
Perfectly, yes.
These people.
Because all.
Greatest generation.
All, who, you're not, and I never said
check
that.
Check on the Nazis.
You did not, none of that. Although you might have another opportunity soon.
We built the Hoover Dam.
You did not do any of these things.
Mount Morris Dam.
Maybe that. No, you're still too young.
Took the damn tour.
If you are idling, parking in the fire lane, outside of being a food delivery driver, that is nothing.
By the way, how does he get a pass?
See, there's a time. Because that guy's working.
Well, yeah.
Working. He's also blocking the fire lane.
Understood.
Somebody could die because somebody needs their beef and bean burrito.
That's a valid. Look, I feel for that person because they have to do everything they can to get that food. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I have sympathy for that person. Everybody else, no sympathy.
What about my old ass?
What about your old ass?
I got to buy solar lights.
No, you don't, actually.
I do.
No, you don't.
I got the flag out.
So take a walk in the parking lot, Mr. I walk 4 to 6 miles a day. Remember that brag yesterday? But you can't walk 30 feet in a parking lot?
I want to do it while I'm doing
stuff.
I don't
want to walk out.
I don't want to do it while I'm doing.
I mean, should we be surprised, though, because he's also a guy that is admitted to. Did you say you parked in the handicapped spot?
No.
Was it the expecting mother spot?
He will park in the expecting mother spot, but he won't park in the veterans parking because he's a bitch.
No, I support the troops.
Now, by the way, the veterans parking, nobody ever parks in that.
Nobody ever. But, no veteran.
But you won't do it.
I did go to military school.
Oh, I see you parked there.
Bro, we protected Atlanta.
This, what Tommy is saying, proves my theory about fire lane idling and parking perfectly.
St. Patrick.
Folks who park or idle in the fire lane, this is a way bigger east side problem than it is a west side.
Oh, how do you know that?
I'm going to tell you how. There is one place in Rochester that this is the most prominent, and you know it too. What's the name of the plaza with the Cheesecake Factory in it?
It's the Pittsford Plaza.
Okay. That plaza
is
nothing but entitled dicks parking their car in front of every store that they want to run in and run out of or that their wife or girlfriend is in. And it sucks because the lanes around the outside
of
that
chaos
plaza,
in there.
They're super thin. So if somebody idles, which they always do, every 10 feet, you come across somebody parked there because Eastsiders like, well, it's me. Well, it's mad, so I have to.
But if my wife's running in just to grab a bottle of wine from Century, I'm not going to park, have her walk. I just pull over to the side.
No.
I wait. She comes out real quick with a bottle of wine. We're home. We're not hurting anybody.
No, you are actually hurting someone if there's a fire. See, this is what I'm talking about.
There's plenty of wine to put the fire out.
East, can you put wine?
Yes,
it's got alcohol.
It's actually really good.
It's got alcohol. Would that cause more of a fire?
Of course
I would think.
I don't know. I don't know what that...
Fire, grab the wine.
It is infuriating to me.
Why?
When I go to that plaza.
Ooh.
Just the amount of dicks like sitting forward. And like if you make eye contact, you're like, what? What are you gonna, what? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I took karate when I was 7. I'm Colton. What are you gonna do about it? I mean, why do you encourage entitlement?
I'm
like
not
that?
Encouraging.
You are
anything.
Encouraging. You literally just said,
I'm just
what
trying
are
to
the cops going to do? What are you gonna, like, you're trying to sound like a tough guy about stopping in a fire lane.
I don't want to take up a valuable parking space for somebody when I can just
pull
it aside real quick and leave. I'm not taking up a parking space.
Valuable parking space.
Yeah, I mean, there's parking spaces
there's
there.
There's a billion of them in every plaza you go to.
On a Saturday, everything's slammed.
You don't go anywhere without ample parking. Which is also funny that you're violating the laws of our great nation, even though you're Mr. Wolf. There's not a parking spot. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to pay $5 to park somewhere.
You wouldn't do this at your Wegmans.
What's that?
Park in the fire lane.
Do you park in the fire lane at Wegmans?
No, because I like going into Wegmans. I always park.
That's
and
the difference.
Because I spend time in Wegmans.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. Because
I meander. I do my marketing.
I heard that you have a hard time walking. You don't want to do stuff while you're doing stuff. That's what I heard.
Well, it's different when I'm in Wegmans.
Here in the break room.
Yes.
Let's see about Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Jack writes, finally, I'm so sick of all of this. Every plaza can't be driven around when people decide I'm just going to stop here. It's also bad in the Henrietta Plaza at every store where the Home Depot is. Try to get around Marshall's or Five Below while people are waiting for their kids. Bro, I'm with them 100%, man. 100%.
But anytime my wife goes into Marshall's, I don't want to go in. So I always park and just wait, and then I just kind of jockey my car around if people need to get in and out. Because I don't want to go in.
Park the freaking car. I almost cursed. That's how mad I get.
Park. St. Pat's is park.
It's a very easy thing to do.
So is what I'm doing.
Okay, good. And I can't wait for you to get
it. Oh, boy. You're going to get it?
You
what's,
are.
It's
yeah,
like the maximum
run your mouth.
Of time you sit there for. Like... If let's say you're gonna let your wife out to go run out, like how long are you giving
max
it?
10 minutes?
No, you
max.
Just said 15. You literally just
no,
said 15.
No, me 10. Her, all right, 15.
15 minutes.
15 lousy.
That's
minutes.
An eternity, man.
No, an eternity is eternity.
No, an eternity
when
is
you go
hanging
to
out
hell,
the room with you.
When you go to hell, you don't burn for 15 minutes.
Like I said,
it's an eternity. You don't get out.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Months of anticipation.
Yeah.
An entire week of we in the break room looking like idiots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But finally, the Bills 2025 schedule is here.
Come on.
And Kimmy, it is quite promising.
Yeah, it seems pretty favorable.
As long as the Bills can handle a gauntlet of a first couple of weeks.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Opening game for your 2025 Buffalo Bills. It's a doozy, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Your Buffalo Bills take on primetime Sunday night football against the Baltimore Ravens at home.
Oh, they're at home.
Home Sunday night football against the Ravens. Damn. A rematch of that amazing divisional playoff game. That game, like we said on NBC, makes sense now why Josh was supposed to be on the Today Show twice this week.
Right. Yeah.
We can assume that he was going to announce that game.
I would think.
Kimmy, at home against the Ravens in primetime is a hell of a way to start the season.
Yeah, I feel like they've had a lot of big challenges up front the last few seasons where like they were like these marquee games like right to kick things off.
Except for the Cardinals last year.
Was it the Cardinals last
Cardinals,
year?
Yeah.
Oh, why did I think it was
a Jets were the year before.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Either way, like, you know, you always, they start the season and you feel like, all right, we're going to get a good look at this team up front.
Well, we definitely are. But I would argue, because I did see a lot of Bills fans that were like, that's a lot out of the gate.
Yeah.
That's the best spot to get the Ravens in.
Oh, really?
Well, look, the game five, I think it was week five last year, they played Baltimore and they blew them out in Baltimore. The Bills had been devastated by injury.
Okay.
You should be your healthiest, knocking on wood.
Coming right out.
Opening day.
Okay.
Right? The
so
way that they played
though.
Preseason. Yes, but I mean, I like our roster healthy versus their roster healthy, because our roster healthy versus their roster healthy in the playoffs. They got them. Mm.
I thought they were down a few defensively.
Doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. We're going to see.
I thought they were really hurting on defense.
We will see out of the gate what a fully, knock on wood, healthy Bills team is capable of against one of the other best AFC teams.
Well, Derrick Henry. That's what I'm afraid of.
No,
man.
You just love Derrick Henry because he works out shirtless.
Yeah, he works out insane.
With no shirt on.
Well, yeah. You can't put those chains around your neck with a shirt on.
I feel it's more comfy to have a shirt on with the chains around
Not
your neck.
Not for him, buddy.
Okay. The thing that jumps out at you with this schedule at first.
What's that? Tommy,
no, like, premier games for the Bills this year. Nothing overseas. No Thanksgiving.
No holiday,
Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
No Black Friday. Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. All your holidays are safe, everybody.
We dodged a bullet, which is weird because we talked about a couple of weeks ago how the Bills being in that Hallmark Christmas movie, we thought that meant at least a Christmas or a Thanksgiving game. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But what sucks about this schedule,
what?
As far as a fan goes, Kimmy, you want to take a shot at it?
Well, I don't know if this is what you're thinking, but most of their if you want to get to the stadium to catch a 1 o'clock game, you have two options.
Of the 9 home games the Bills will play this year, two of them are 1 o'clock Sunday kickoffs.
Yeah. So they're all night or 4 o'clock?
Like 4 o'clock or prime time.
Damn.
Yeah. That sucks.
It really does.
For the last,
I mean, that's going to throw off your weekends for sure. I think that there are going to be a lot more people taking Mondays off this fall.
Oh, wait, we'll put a pin in that. So here's the thing that sucks. You know, it's the last season of this stadium.
Right.
Right? And I get that the electricity of like a primetime game or a 425 game is different, but there is something very special about getting up at 6, getting to the lot by 8.
Spending your mornings with Bills fans.
You got it.
But like, that only affects you jamokes that go to the game. But for me, I love a 4 o'clock
game.
No, and the diehard you are, I want to consider
you. I want a
you.
Cocktail and relax. Most people don't go to the stadium. They don't care.
Even people who stay home and watch.
It still affects your game day experience.
Are you not the smallest man in the world? Oh! Kimmy.
It still affects your game day experience and the timing
game
of everything.
Game day experience. I'm home. Ain't no game day experience. What, opening up a bag of chips?
Everybody,
no, like some people get together
one,
to watch the game. Some people
this?
Have friends.
Little of this? No. You can still do this at 1 o'clock.
No, that sounds like a terrible game experience.
Bills fans will have adrenaline going after the game is over, so you're not going to be able to get to bed at the right time if your game is at 4:25. Game doesn't end until 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I had a nice buzz right there.
I sat la, nice buzz.
I'll watch this in the replay.
Ray Sala, the nice buzz. you're already coming in a bad mood because you think the whole schedule release is stupid.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you already know who you're going to play before the schedule comes out. None of this matters. All right, well, I disagree.
All right.
Because it looks like the hardest stretch of this season.
You said coming out?
Yeah, it looks like the first 6 weeks. So we know we have Baltimore. Then it goes into two divisional games against the Jets and the Dolphins.
But you say they suck.
They do, but divisional games are always a coin flip. All right. Right? I mean, they lost opening day to an Aaron Rodgers-less Jets team 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the first six games this coming season are in prime time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And two of those primetime games are back-to-back weeks in week 5 and 6. Three of those primetime games they're going to be at home. So you have three primetime games in the first 6 weeks.
Look how fancy ass is.
At home. It is going to be a miserable September and October for everyone in Western New York.
Did I see, maybe I looked at this wrong, did I see that both of their games against the Patriots are primetime games? Well, one of them's maybe 4:25.
I
feel like they're like the NFL is anticipating something big with the Patriots this year.
I mean,
I know like they got a new coach and everything, but
all right. So you got one o'clock at home. At 1 o'clock at New England, and then you got a Sunday night on NBC against New England.
I thought both of them were
no, but yeah, I think the NFL is banking on New England being good, which is always funny because I gestured towards Foxborough. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bill's schedule comes out yesterday. It is super favorable. Bill's also, the only thing that sucks.
What's that?
Two Thursday night games on Amazon.
Oh.
Week 3 at home against Miami. Week 12 on the road against the Texans. There is a sneaky, hard middle part of this schedule.
Which is?
Week 9, you play Kansas City.
Ooh.
Then Miami in the division. Then Tampa Bay, who was a playoff team. Then Houston, who was a playoff team. Then Pittsburgh, who was a playoff team. Then the Bengals, who always play the Bills tough, right? The good news.
What's that?
Three of the last four games are against teams that are supposed to be bad this year. Philly, the one flying that ointment. So if the Bills are.
Are you going to play Philly?
Yeah, at home. We've talked about this like 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Late in the season.
Right.
Second to last game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But. With the exception of Philly, I mean, you got New England.
Is that a primetime game?
No, 4:25.
Yeah.
How is that not a primetime
game? I don't know, because the last time they did it, it was 4:25, too.
Well, I guess you could call 4:30 a kind of primetime. Semi-prime.
Well, for when you go to bed, it is primetime,
pretty much.
7 o'clock football. If you have to stack wins, Kimmy, towards the end of the season, this schedule will allow you to do that.
All right.
But it's going to put a lot of pressure on that end of the season. You know, I always.
This is the year, buddy.
I think for a while we were a little bit spoiled because the Bills have been in the driver's seat to that point.
Not 2 years ago. Remember, they had to win the last game in Miami to win the division.
To?
Yes. Remember, going into the weekend, they weren't even guaranteed a playoff spot.
Was that weird win? If they didn't win, they would be like fall really fast.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They didn't have a locked in spot before the weekend. The Jags lost. Then they would have had the 7 seed if they didn't beat Miami, and then they were the 2 seed. It was a crazy last 3 weeks.
All right.
So
this is the year, buddy.
This is the best schedule the Bills have had in years.
Yeah.
They have the second least amount of miles traveled on the road.
Okay.
So you're staying close to home. They're juggernaut games against Baltimore, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Cincinnati. They are spaced out amongst the
year. There's no excuses this year.
You put it perfectly.
They got to make their move.
Yeah. I mean,
they got to go to the game.
They got to go to the game.
The big game, son.
You know, we can say it. We just can't sell anything with the word in it. We can say the word Super Bowl.
Watch it.
It's like Parker the fire late. I mean, no, you laid it out perfectly. If there was a year, this is the year.
Mm-hmm. And they got nobody to blame but themselves. And, of course, injuries.
I mean, the lack of 1 o'clock game sucks.
Yeah,
I'm
it
not
does.
Getting
it
but
does.
I will.
It was kind of that way last year, too.
And I'll take that over a 1 o'clock game. Or, excuse me, I'll take that over a holiday game. The lack of 1 o'clock games over Christmas or Thanksgiving. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you guys surprised the Bills only have 5 primetime games?
Well, that seems like a lot.
I believe
they really like putting them in that 4 o'clock zone. I don't know why.
Well, it's because it gives the entire country a chance to watch them. Because it's a 1 o'clock game in California as opposed to 9. You didn't? That never occurred to you?
Well, I mean,
I always thought that was like their biggest like audience for the entire week.
It is, because the entire country is like up and watching football.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to get worse next year with the new stadium. Because they're going to want to show off that new stadium.
I think you're overstating how important the stadium is to broadcast.
No, I'm like, because they got a new stadium, they're going to want to show it off.
I mean, they
like
I just said. Whenever they, no, to his point, that whenever they build a new stadium, they want to show you the ins and outs. I mean, they did. Like, I think for like a couple seasons, they'd tell you all about like the Raiders' new stadium and stuff.
It's not like the Raiders had four primetime games.
They always make it a point to like tell you some fun fact about it.
No, I get it. When the game is on, they're going to focus on the stadium. I can't remember a team that got a new stadium that wasn't good where it's like, we got to put this team in primetime on account of the building they play in. Who can you think? Who was that?
I don't know.
No, go ahead, Mr. Fax. You say something, I ask you,
I think they're going to show up. I think it's going to be a big to-do.
Sunday Night Football, a stadium.
A new stadium.
Look at a stadium.
Here's the problem with that new stadium. It's not as glitzy as some of the other stadiums.
It looks pretty damn glitzy right now.
It ain't like the other
ones. It also does, you know what it is, too? It's not near anything. Like, they'll obviously always show you, like, Niagara Falls and stuff. But, like, the stadium itself, like, there's nothing
there
to, like, really highlight around the stadium. Right. You're just getting the stadium.
Frank's house.
There's a shot of Batavia.
So, with the, I believe the Commanders and the Chiefs are highest with, like, the primetime premier games. I think the Commanders have 8 primetime slash premier games.
How did they get them?
They were the NFC championship.
They went on a run last year.
And their quarterback, Jalen Daniels, is, like, a fast rising star.
Okay.
But the one thing, do not hold tight to only 5 primetime games.
What do you mean? Is there a flex?
The last scheduled primetime game for the Bills this year is week 12. Now, don't forget, they play 18 weeks now.
All right.
That leaves 6 weeks and some potentially juicy flexing matchups.
Ooh, what's the juicy?
This happened last year in games I didn't even know you could flex.
Yeah, well, this year you can now flex Thursday night games, too.
Yeah. Remember all of a sudden it was like, oh, they're playing Saturday now. Surprise.
Yep. The Steelers are in that last window. Mm. If they're competitive, that could be flexed if they're fighting for a playoff spot. Right. The Bengals game, that's very flexible. Philly, like you said, your Super Bowl champ, is the last game. The last game they played together was an all-timer. It feels like, Kimmy, they may have worked the schedule giving the Bills 6 weeks of no primetime so they could absolutely move them.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see that happen on a Thursday. But they already got 2 Thursdays. They're probably not going to give them 3 Thursdays.
I would hope not. Has that ever happened to a team before? 3 Thursdays?
I don't think so, unless we count like the Lions or Cowboys playing on Thanksgiving.
That seems like a lot.
So,
and it seems like a disadvantage to the team.
I agree with you, which is why I hope it does not happen. Yeah. All right, so as we're looking at away here, we know Bills fans love to travel.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always got the Miami game.
Yeah, but that's old hat.
Yeah, but it's fun in the sun, Miami Beach.
There are a couple other cities that are prime Bills travel city.
What's that?
Steelers.
No, I meant for like outside of football.
Like a getaway.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like where you know a bunch of Bills fans are going to travel.
Sure, no,
because of distance.
I'm talking vacation.
Like taking a plane.
You're in New Orleans on week 4. Or no, New Orleans is home. I'm sorry. You're in Atlanta for Monday Night Football on week 6.
All right.
They got a cool new stadium too.
That is pretty cool.
So, it looks like a
spaceship. Doesn't always work though.
Good. Chick-fil-A inside it. You are in Houston for Thursday Night Football.
All right.
You don't like Houston?
No, I mean, they're not like vacation destinations. Come for our traffic.
Atlanta's the same way. I think a lot of people are going to travel to Charlotte because I think that there are so many transplants down there. Like somebody, you know, like everybody has a friend that moved there or lives there.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Charlotte.
It's going to be a crappy game.
It's not all that exciting either.
Unless you're a NASCAR fan, what else would you do in Charlotte?
Come for our concrete buildings.
Yes.
The warmer weather, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you like buildings with glass on them? Charlotte, ladies and gentlemen.
We also have banking.
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte doesn't really do it for me. I mean, Atlanta's the place. If you've never been to Atlanta.
Atlanta's okay, but still. It ain't Miami, bro.
Bro, Atlanta. When's the last time you went to Atlanta?
It's been a while.
Atlanta is awesome.
Popping.
I'm telling you, man, the food's awesome. The scene's awesome. There's like historical stuff to go look at. There's like cool modern stuff to go
How
do.
How many people actually
they got modern stuff too?
I'm just saying. Say that again. I'm sorry.
How many people, though? I think people are looking more for like a Vegas or Nashville if they're going to go and actually like explore and party. Like they're going for the city itself. I don't know if Atlanta, like I like Atlanta. My aunt lives there. So like You know,
that's didn't tell me. Kimmy's aunt's there? You go see Kimmy's aunt?
But like, I don't know if I didn't have a connection to Atlanta, would I be drawn to go there?
There is a reason Atlanta is the capital of the South, and I will say that. All it's super cool. Atlanta's great.
All right.
You haven't been to Atlanta since the Olympics?
I don't think so.
96.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years.
Yeah.
You can see let me tell you why Atlanta sucks.
But I mean, I think you want fun in the sun.
Yeah, you're looking for, like, Miami.
That's why that Miami game is key. Even Jacksonville, even though it sucks, at least you got a beach there.
They don't play Jacksonville.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but those are destination. Tampa's another one. Like, go to Tampa, you got a beach. Who's going to...
You literally said last week, Tampa's the worst place in America.
I hate it. But
you should go!
No, but St. Pete Beach, you got Clearwater, Tarpon Springs. Those are really nice beaches. Tarpon.
Do you want to... What week do they play Atlanta?
Is it later? No, week 6, Monday Night Football.
So is that what?
October 13th.
Could still be pretty hot down there.
Hot Atlanta indoor stadium.
Just yeah, but I thought sometimes the roof doesn't.
The roof doesn't open.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's stuck closed.
All right. So go check it out. Go plan your trips. Go get your Bills tickets. Actually, we are going to talk about later in the show.
What's that?
If you were planning to make your pilgrimage to Highmark Stadium this year, I got really bad news.
Boy, what happened?
We'll get into that. In about an hour.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.